Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. While there's still a lot of talk about the budget in Harrisburg, and I understand that the House Appropriations Committee is continuing to take a deep look at the numbers, what are some of the details on this?
Members of the House Appropriations Committee were briefed this week on the state's financial status during the first week of budget hearings. The Independent Fiscal Office, a nonpartisan state agency, confirmed an anticipated shortfall of at least $2.5 billion by July 1st of 2018, reflective of sluggish economic growth, rising health care costs, and pension costs, and an aging workforce. It's expected that the shortfall can be significantly reduced through legislative efforts in the coming months, though. And next week's budget hearings will include appearances by a majority of the state departments, along with the Judiciary, Public Utility Commission, Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, and the PA Liquor Control Board. The full budget hearing schedule is available at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com. And again, we look forward to passing an on-time, balanced budget with no broad-based taxes by the June 30th deadline of this year.
Also, I understand that House committees have been looking into some issues, including the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee.
That's correct. Members of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee held two meetings this week to discuss further efforts to efficiently deliver emergency medical services, improve fire and EMS training, and meet veterans' needs. Tuesday's meetings involved a discussion of the consolidation plan for the Regional Emergency Medical Services Council system, which is overseen by the Pennsylvania Department of Health's Bureau of EMS. On Wednesday, the committee was updated on the Pennsylvania Military Community Enhancement Commission and discussed the fire emergency medical services training available through community colleges. Archived videos of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee hearings are available at the website www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com, and you can select the video menu on the left side of the page.
There's a lot of college students who will be looking for work this summer, and I understand that there is a state program through the Turnpike Commission that offers some employment opportunities.
For the summer, the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission is accepting applications for toll, maintenance, clerical, and engineering positions. Toll collectors must be available to work any of the three shifts over a 24-hour period, including weekends and holidays. Employees will work a 40-hour week and will not receive benefits, though. All eligible candidates must be at least 18 years of age and completed a secondary education program, such as a high school or GED, at the time of hiring. The program is limited to 16 weeks per employee and runs between May 1st and September 30th. All applications must be submitted online at www.paturnpike.com/employment. Again, www.paturnpike.com/employment. And copies of online applications should also be sent to my Harrisburg office by Wednesday, March 22nd.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.